This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anna Murphy.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning, Timbo.
Oh, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Timbo. Good morning, Joysters.
And can I just say we've got a very long show this morning. A very long show.
Oh, it's an exceptionally long
Everything
show.
We do this morning is going to be long.
And tall.
And tall. And very tall.
Extended.
Can I just say,
you're wondering what we're on about.
Which is utter crap. But we have got this morning joining us. The lady who is probably the tallest woman in Australia.
Longest legs
longest,
in Australia.
Longest
Caroline
legs.
Arthur, very dear friend of Murphy's Law.
And soon to be. Very talented
hopefully,
lady.
She's vying for contention for Australia's longest legs.
So we're going to get behind her, as only we can do here at Murphy's Law. Well, we're going to promote the living crap out of that long-legged thing, that mummy long legs.
We just sort of stand under her shadow a little bit. But anyway, she's coming in.
She'll talk about that.
Hasn't
it been an interesting week?
It has indeed. I fear that it's better at the moment to not delve too deeply into the world at large. Isn't
I just
it?
Woke up this morning
for one's
to
own sanity.
Just to skim across the top.
Just
perhaps.
Skim. Yes. Just
woke up this morning to see the front page of the Herald Sun that says you're fired. I thought actually Donald Trump had fired Malcolm Turnbull.
Oh. Well, that's probably coming.
What power he has. Dictator of the world.
We could put a tiny little wager on the fact that Malcolm won't be around for too much longer either,
well,
will he?
Probably not. Probably
the way
not.
That's going. But how's everyone feeling about Trump administration? Hey?
What? Are we 2 weeks in?
Well,
2 weeks in today.
2 weeks today.
Yes. Yeah.
I feel pretty good.
Feeling safe and secure?
Listen, no one's been blown up yet.
That's true.
Well,
that's true.
Do you know what I mean?
That's what we should have a day-by-day tally of and just making sure that
Slovenia's doing well.
Are they?
We're not surprised, are we?
Yes, the tour Australia's
gone.
Good
morning
surprised.
To Melania, overboard. Representative of Slovenia.
Hey, listen, Pride March was last weekend on Sunday. Didn't anyone go? I did.
Well, I was busy doing stepmummy duties.
Okay, hands up. Who here went to Pride March?
I didn't. I had stepmum duties.
Sorry. Okay, your excuse. Now, what did you do, Tim?
I went to the pool.
Bad gay.
You're a naughty gay.
Naughty
I am
gay.
A bad gay. I completely forgot.
You forgot?
I just forgot. I just forgot it was on. I just forgot.
Anyway, you missed
so
it.
So, what have you done lately to make us feel proud, Tim? Just to, you know.
Yeah.
Do you like pressure. That?
Jeez, you've really gone. Oh, I didn't expect you to go that hard
what
on
What have you done lately?
He's not that bad a gay.
Well, he turns up to rainbows everywhere I go.
Hello, it's Pride March. You weren't there.
He turns
you
up to here every Friday morning.
And when I march down the street, it's immense.
Yeah, it is.
Rainbows are sparkling off me everywhere I go.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
Anyway, Pride March was fabulous. You know my favourite part of Pride March is when the Victorian police walk down the street.
I love that
They get
too.
The biggest cheer ever.
Yeah.
Awesome. Look good.
God love their
cotton socks. Great outfits. Hot. But I watched it from the circa deck at Prince of Wales this year.
Did you?
I wasn't on the street.
How was it up there?
Felt like royalty up there.
Did you?
Little hand waves.
I bet you did.
Oh, it's nice to feel like that.
It was lovely.
Then we bring you back down to earth on a Friday morning.
Absolutely, you do. Thank you very much. So that was Pride March last weekend. And I think a big claps and cheers for the people who marched down that street because it was exceptionally good. Great weather. Great day. Everyone was, you could really feel the excitement in the air, which is good.
If you took part and would like to share how much fun you had.
No, it's not Mardi Gras. We know it's not Mardi Gras.
27 Joy 949.
There's no floats, you know. It's just a lot of passion, but there's no.
Is there no floats?
You don't see big penises with wings.
Well, there's dykes on bikes, surely.
Oh, hey, yes. Joe Bangles.
Joe Bangles was there.
Bikes on
Hello,
dykes.
Joe, if you're listening.
Bikes on dykes.
Ooh.
No, only if that's they've only had if an nasty accident.
That's only if it went really wrong.
You don't need a bike on a dyke.
No.
Yeah, so if you went to Pride March this week, let us know. 0427
I did hear a lovely initiative, though, that they were now giving out prizes for, like, best float and best dressed or best choreographed. And I think that's a great... Yeah, like the actual organisers of it. And I think that's a great idea because... Maybe that might encourage people to make it.
Obviously,
a bit
not
more...
you. You were at the pool. Okay. Why do you care? Hey, listen, we were talking about Pride March before, which was on Sunday, which was great. Lots of people down there, huge crowds, good weather.
Generally, one of my favourite days. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it there, and I wanted to hear from somebody who had partook Is that the right
partook.
Word? Partaken.
Participated.
Participated. Hey.
Oh, but partook sounded good.
I like it. Yeah. Hey, there's so many new words every year because of technology. I'm going to make my own dictionary.
Yeah, why don't you?
Hey, did you partook? So, anyway, Mark, who is the president of Melbourne Rainbow Band, has said this. Anna, Dean and Tim, my name is Mark and I'm from the Melbourne Rainbow Band. We marched in our ensemble as a marching band.
I saw
and
them.
Put on an awesome selection of Michael Jackson tunes.
Oh, yes, it was actually. I should make
Bobby
mention
and the likes to lots of rousing applause and some fantastic stories of support along the way. As president of my organisation, I can say that this year we had 10 new members.
Oh, wow.
Do it for the first time, to be in Pride and actually in the march, and they were all ecstatic about being part of Pride March. This year a lot of effort goes into getting us to play
of
music and
does.
Marching events and look the best we can, and it was great to hear lots of thank yous and cheers for our organisation and all of the others involved in Pride March. Can you shush? Absolutely. I'm just trying to finish the message.
Sorry.
It truly is what makes you proud and being in the public to celebrate. Who, what, where, when, why, and how we are a part of the greater community in our rainbow unity.
I bet you they never got shut down.
No,
they got shut down.
Well,
didn't they?
You know what? And I
big claps and cheers.
Big claps and cheers. Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Congratulations. Yeah,
good.
It was
good
such
on you, Mark.
A beautifully
that was great.
Written response, and Dean Murphy kept interjecting.
I wasn't interjecting. I was helping you along the way.
No, you weren't helping.
The way you were delivering it wasn't with passion. I didn't find.
I am utterly disappointed.
I will passionately walk out. Right now. Sorry.
I'm utterly disappointed that I didn't attend now, knowing that there was a medley of Michael Jackson hits. That would have had me dancing in the street.
Yes. How gorgeous. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Well done. Sexy little creatures that they
are, aren't they? Guess what, people? They're going to be playing Mardi Gras this year.
Are they?
They are. So I've decided I'm going dressed as them as the Arias.
Wow.
Paint job up top, tits out.
Oh, my God, please make that happen. Please make that happen. I just want to see Dean Murphy in midriff and red glitter.
Red glitter.
With shiny tight leather pants.
Tiny
doing
PVC pants. Do your
crowd.
Little strut through. Are you wearing heels
I don't do heels, though.
Oh, no, you don't.
I do.
I'm having images of my 30th birthday where you came as a roller girl.
Oh, good let's not
God.
Go down that path, shall we, this morning? Shut up.
If anyone ever felt like they would like to see Dean Murphy in drag, if you've ever seen years ago, there was a show called HR Puff and Stuff and Witchy Poo was on there. That's what he looked like. And he had a professional drag queen do the makeup as well.
Oh. You said I looked great.
Oh, you look great.
I'm picturing you in roller skates going backwards down Oxford Street.
The worst thing
The other thing was at my 40th, he pulled out the roller skates again, and we're not going to talk about that event again, but that was traumatic for you, wasn't it?
I don't want to be here this morning. I actually want to talk to either of you.
Anyway,
listen,
Veronica's thing would be great.
We've got more important things to talk about, Anna Murphy.
You shake your little boobies as you walk down.
Can you shut
up? Glittery boobs.
I can't even. You know what? I had a snake in the ear coming up, and I can't even talk about it now.
Yes, you can.
No, we're going to another song. We've wasted too much time. This is Sia. I want to talk about I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Oh, yes,
hey.
Please. Yay.
Now, there's a couple of things.
There were happy hands in here.
There's a couple of things I want to talk about is, hey, really, really loving the show. Can't deal with Julia Morris and Chris
Why?
Brown.
They're my favourite.
They are that whole interaction thing they do in between the bits is so awful.
I love it.
And she's actually really funny, but I don't find her amusing at all.
I think it's the
fake laughter in the background.
Your sense of humour is in your bottom.
It's terrible. And he's not funny anyway.
No,
he's had too many fingers up frogs' bums. He's not funny
you've
at all.
Lost the plot.
No, she's
that
great.
Is what makes the show.
Anyway,
for me.
Anyway, I'm not happy with that part, but I am happy with the celebrities who are in the Dane Swan. Dane. Love him.
I've been vetoed to watch it because my partner hates it, but I've got it on series like record, so I'm gonna have to catch up a little bit. But I have got some snippets.
Now the only one, and I know you're gonna hate me for this, and don't judge me, but
you know it.
Yeah,
you know we're judging you already. If you gotta say it,
Zipporah.
Sephora.
Okay, she's great.
Yes.
But I had no idea that was Kate Fisher.
Where have you been? And consider yourself harshly judged.
That's embarrassing for you.
Is it?
It's really embarrassing. Where have you been?
In Donald Trump crap.
Yeah. I get a lecture every week because I go, I don't like looking at the news. It's all history. You can't change it. It makes me depressed. It's all negative. And he's like, you've got a radio show, doll. It's your duty to be across it. Well, hey, I was across the Forum Elka. Yeah. It's changed from
okay, sorry.
Kate. It just shows where his head is, right? Because I come in here and I get my political world knowledge from Dean Murphy. Because I have no idea about that stuff.
I'll drop some Donald Trump stuff later.
Oh, don't you?
But can I also say that Casey Donovan has caught me off guard.
She's heaven as great. Well.
She was on there last night and made up a song on the spot on her guitar over Natalie Bathenwaite cutting some onion, and it was the funniest thing. It was great.
Yeah,
she's
beautiful.
I'm so impressed that there is Sapora and Casey Donovan, two larger frame women that should be on TV more often. And I look at the ones like the little old model universe doll, like there's nothing to contribute. Yeah. Do we need to have her on TV because she just looks aesthetically pleasing to the eye?
Can I just say I would second that. I'm very pleased.
And I'll tell you who the other one I'm surprised with too, because I can't stand him, is old mate on
Steve
the radio.
Steve Price. He's heaven.
Pricey.
I love him just because
I love Steve Price t-shirt.
And he does look like Grumpy Cat, doesn't he?
And he is just grumpy. Yeah. Like they were playing a game the other day and they were all just like trying to play a game and it was I went to the shop, I did this, and he's going, no, you can't buy that.
Tell you what, I want to trim those freaking eyebrows, though. A woman had to go to the hospital after her pet snake got stuck somewhere upsetting.
Oh, God.
Ashley Gore. And that's the end of the story. Ashley Gore owns a ball python called Bart.
The question is why?
He likes to slither around, as snakes do. Unfortunately for Ashley and for Bart, the slippery little man decided to wiggle into his owner's sizable earpiece.
Oh, my goodness. I did not expect that.
One of the big, you know, she's got one of those big ear piercing thing. You know, where the big hole in the
ear. Oh, my God.
Stretched earlobe thing.
Stretch it, make a basketball hoop. But
I think they look ridiculous anyway. Sorry to anyone out there that's got that. Why would you do that to your ears?
Yeah, exactly. The curious snake managed to firmly wedge itself into Ashley's right earlobe. Ashley from Oregon in the US, who needs some serious help, has been playing with Bart without her jewelry in, and the snake thought it might be fun to pop its head through the vacant hole.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
But how did she not notice that was happening?
Sorry, I was just thinking now. I don't know.
Just went black.
No, would the snake be able to reverse that?
You can feel something big and long slithering into places, can't you? Like it's.
Oh, but I think she'd probably be like, "Oh, that's funny, ha ha ha."
Oh, and then it got.
Oh, you're cute, Bart. Oh, you've got a fat gut now. You're stuck in my earlobe.
I'm not sure about this story.
Well, here's something that will shake that right off, Anna Murphy.
Oh.
Beyonce is expecting twins. Now.
Oh, dear.
She was in, I don't know what publication it was, but she's done some.
Instagram. Yeah, it was just
Instagram.
Just
Instagram on her Instagram account.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'd like to hear from the listeners. 0427join949, honorofjoy.org.au. What do you think of the photo? If you go into Instagram onto Beyonce's account and have a look at it, I think it looks. I don't know. With the word cheap?
It doesn't look great.
It doesn't look great, does it?
Gaudy.
Gaudy.
It just looks very un-Beyonce. Nothing works in it at all. And this is a woman that's in fashion magazines across the... Like, really bad. And that's the one that announced the pregnancy with a strange veil over her head. And the flowers behind, and she's in a blue undies and a red bra, and nothing's working in that.
You know how these days, like, awkward family photos are really fun?
Do you think that's what they've done?
Maybe
gone
that's what
out
it was.
Of the way to
yeah.
do
it.
Maybe. Well, there's a whole bunch of other ones that have come through as well, and they're just tragic.
I like how, with the announcement of the twins, there was these memes that went out, and it was her in. What was the girl group she was in? Oh, God, I've forgotten.
Destiny's Child.
And it said, it's not the first time she's carried two other people.
Oh, dear.
Isn't that terrible?
Oh.
But so true. Here's Beyonce right now.
Sorry, Kelly and the other one.
Who is the other one? Now, listen, we need to track this woman down. We need to get her here at Joy.
Oh, God.
And we need to actually create prizes out of it.
Oh. Righto.
There's an elderly spiritual healer.
Oh, I always worry.
In Bosnia.
There's a couple of words there, elderly, spiritual and healer. And I'm like, oh,
the
here we go.
She claims she can cure blindness by licking patients' eyeballs.
Ah.
Her powers are so great, apparently, she believes that the locals will cut out her tongue when she dies so they can continue to harness the alleged powers.
Ooh.
Oh.
Hertz Kavina, who's 80, She's claimed that she's the only person in the world who can heal with her tongue. The fragile old woman used her tongue to remove pieces of lead, iron, coal, sawdust and glass from eyeballs after sterilising her mouth with alcohol.
My eyelashes just squealed at that. But I'm just thinking, it's a pity it's FebFast, right? Because I was thinking there might be a market in that. I could just, on a Friday night, I could run a clinic right at my place. My mouth's generally sterilised with alcohol on a Friday.
That's a good summer tune, isn't it? Shed a Light, Robin Schultz and David Guetta. That's a good one.
I love it. Mm. It makes me
but
so
hang
happy.
Hang on a sec. A few weeks ago when it was released,
I know,
we played
I've already
it here, you poo-pooed it at me. You shoved
it in my
face.
I wasn't paying attention.
And said, oh, no, that's a bit average. And now.
Like you, I wasn't listening properly.
Right. Okay. 13 minutes to 8. Here's one for you. I know you'd love your research.
Oh, God.
I thought this one was really, this is sort of the peak of stupidity. Forget the paper hats. Children should probably wear earplugs at birthday parties because of the dangers of popping balloons.
God's sake.
Experts found that the burst balloon makes a sound as loud as a shotgun and could lead to hearing loss.
Do you know when we were children?
Here we go.
This makes me irate. When we were children, our parents used to sit there and watch us jump off a shed into the pool and go, don't slip. Mum, when we were in school, if I had exams coming up in about year 10, she'd be like, are you a bit nervous? Do you want a Serapax? Now you can't even have balloons without earplugs.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The high horse we were looking for this morning. We must talk about this because it's very important.
We must.
What happens when you take a croissant and mix it with fish?
Pardon?
Well, apart from us all collectively heaving into a toilet.
It's
what?
Called the Cali croissant. And,
no, you didn't.
Yeah. Yes, they did.
Oh, no, they didn't.
See, I don't know because I don't eat a lot of croissants. Is that not a... Weren't they putting like chocolate in croissants? Chocolate, you can do chocolate, can't you?
Oh, I think you can do chocolate.
Why can't you do sushi? What's your problem?
Who wants to eat savoury, crusty, buttery fish things at breakfast? That's disgusting. I'm cringing. I can't even... my brain just died.
I was hungry. I was feeling breakfast is close.
Same.
I am turned off.
No.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
They've put a... the bloody LA and their fusion cooking.
Love a little...
They've put a nori roll in the middle of a bloody croissant. Get your stinking hands off them. The French are probably dying.
You know, Anna Murphy, how we have slaughtered this show for the last 6 years?
Haven't we?
Haven't we? Smashed it out of the ballpark. And we're still only on 1,200 Facebook likes.
Yes,
isn't
we
amazing?
Are. Yeah. Like, no, actually, we've gone backwards in the last few weeks. Who are the four that we offended?
Never talk about the negative.
Oh,
always
sorry.
Always focus on the positive.
1,216.
It might 12, have something 16. To do with the fact that you don't know what the website address
is. It's facebook.com/ Murphy's Law Radio. I know it off by heart, but we don't use it a lot.
Well, I don't think you say it out loud
now,
enough.
The other thing too is I want to bring to your attention that we actually don't even have an Instagram account. Why is that?
I'm not sure.
We are not social media savvy at all.
No, we are
but
not.
But someone who, I'm going to, literally someone who has gone crazy on social media the last couple of weeks is our gorgeous friend, Caroline Arthur. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, guys. Thank you for having me on the show. Very excited.
I know. How good is it, Mummy Long Legs? I'm loving it.
So a bit of a history for everyone who's just tuned in. This is my darling friend, Kazza Arthur, who has now, is in the running to become the person with the world's longest legs.
The world's, I thought you were only just going for Australia, but now it seems like you've busted the gates open and you're going the whole lot.
Yeah, it's actually just come out of the blue for me. It's not something that I intended on or was looking for. It was sort of a very, just something that happened overnight, really, for me.
Well, we always knew you had long legs, doll.
The legs have been there for 39 years. But
exactly.
The fame has just come over. Like, how did it all kick off?
Well, do you know what? It's a really funny story. It was just some girls, friends and I, as you do, having a wine on a Friday night, and they saw an interview with some girls in America having a so-called leg war. And
A leg off.
It was a leg war. And my girls put their glasses of wine down and said, Kazza, you've got these girls on toast. Come on. So next minute the wines were down, the tape measure was up, and they were popping a little comment on this social media site. And that was over 12 months ago, and we forgot all about it, never heard anything. Yeah. And then I was contacted out of the blue about just before Christmas by a journalist in Phoenix, Arizona, asking if they'd do a story on me.
Slow news day with Trump, yeah?
Apparently, yeah. Something like that. And it's just exploded from there. He did this story, and then it was picked up by Barcroft Media, and I went away on holidays, came back, and next thing I know, I'm getting a message saying I'm famous in India.
That's so good. Isn't that the way of the world at the moment? My God. And so now the Guinness Book of Records stuff, how did that come about? Or you just thought, let's go for it?
Well, listen, these two girls in America were very, very close to the world record.
Kennedy and Holly Burt. Is it
Burt? That's right. Yeah. So I've actually, my measurements are slightly more than theirs. And then we had a look at what the world record was. Svetlana, I'm not going to insult her by attempting her surname.
She's a Russian.
And she's held the record, the Guinness World Record, for some time. And so we got the measuring out, and it was within centimetres, like 1.5 centimetres for where I'm measuring from. But as you can imagine, it's subjective. So it's all got to be done by a doctor. There has to be two independent witnesses. There's a lot of rules and regulations when it comes to Guinness. So they've contacted me, and we're in talks with them. So everybody stay tuned, because I'm looking to bring the title home.
Yes, for Australia.
I love a champion.
For anyone at home who's trying to work out just how long these legs are, I've known Kazza for a long time. I'm nearly 5'8". If Kazza's wearing heels and I got to give her a hug, I'm hugging around her pelvis. Yes. That's how that happens generally.
We love a good pelvic hug.
We do. We have tried to pass as twins though before, haven't we?
Oh yeah, we passed ourselves off as. I've always affectionately said, because we tried to get into the VIP room at one of the festivals, and I was trying to go for twins, and it was the Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Growing up, having the longest legs at school or in your local neighbourhood or wherever must have had some good points, but must have had some bad points as well. Like, was it a little bit?
Absolutely. Listen, I think any teenager will attest to the fact
that kids are cruel.
Mm. And I grew up in a very small country town. There was 800 people in Ilden, it was called. And so there was slim pickings, I guess, to who you can tease.
Nicknames that they gave you? Because there would have been a few of those.
There was. My personal favourite, and my friends still get a good giggle out of it now, was Caroline the Powerline.
Yeah, we do actually get a bit of leverage out of that one.
I love that one. Any others?
G for Giraffe was another one. Yeah, that was popular on the netball court. They used to just call out Jeef. Jeef.
You would have been good in the netball team, though.
Yes,
you
I was.
Slam dunk those things, just walk up there.
Yeah, I did. It was very hard to defend over me, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised you didn't get disqualified. Like, that's not fair. We're all like 12. So at what age were you considered fully grown?
So in grade 6, I was the tallest in my primary school, even out of the teachers.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I was tall from a very, very young age, just like my son, who's 13, who's just overtaken me.
He's taller than you. Yes, I know. So.
And you would think that with legs like that, and then you got into modelling, but even in modelling it was hard work for you, because in Australia you were almost too tall.
Yeah,
you're right.
And I was considered too tall for most, even now there's tall lady brands of clothing and things like that, but even those are too short for me in many instances, because I'm not that tall compared to a lot of other girls. I'm 6'2 or just under, but my ratio of leg to body is what people are finding so interesting.
The video that's just come out, we just had like 500,000 views in a week.
In a week.
So 500,000 views. What's the video called again?
It's Mummy Long Legs. It's on YouTube. It's a Barcroft Media release, and they did a little mini documentary, and they found it very interesting that my mum is only 5'3".
Yeah.
And
Dad.
So when they posted this, which was, I think, 8 or 9 days ago, and it's up
to... Is your dad tall?
Dad's 6'2".
Oh, Dad's... Oh, right, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
So that's where the height comes from, obviously. But it's up to 570,000.
And there's a part in the video where you're actually trying a pair of normal-sized jeans, and they look like...
They come up just under your knees, don't they?
And that's been my life.
Pedal pushers.
My life, yes, absolutely.
I remember one day you actually found a pair of jeans in a sale at David Jones, I think, and you came home and you were so excited.
I was the most excited person in the world.
They fit their legs everyone else would have had to take them
down to my ankle. Yeah, it was amazing. And they were just a freak pair, I think, that they made a mistake on.
One of my favourite parts of the morning is doing this little game. It's called Last Man Standing. That's how you do it.
I think I was responsible for wanting this game, and it's never been my favourite part of the show.
No, it's not.
That is true.
Are we keeping score this year? We've only had a couple of shows back.
Yeah, we've only had one show, so it's 1-0 me.
We've only had one show
I won
back.
The first one.
No, we've had two shows back.
Yeah, but
we could disregard the last show that we did. It was a hot mess, wasn't it?
Very hot day.
So where does that leave us?
You won one, right?
Okay, yeah, one to me. Okay, here we go.
That means that you're going to kick off then, Dean.
Yes.
Today's topic is first names starting with a letter W.
William.
Walter.
Warren.
Wendy.
Wazza.
Hang on, can I go for an adjudicator there?
Yes, that's we're going to pause on that.
We're pausing.
It's yeah, hang on. Who said I couldn't use a nickname?
It's is that first a... names.
Oh, I know plenty of people whose parents named them Wazza.
You're such a... Okay.
Okay, carry on. Okay. No, no more nicknames from now. That's it. They've been ruled out.
Oh, they've been... Oh, but
ruled
that's
out. No,
fair.
Ruled out from
I get
now.
One.
It's okay.
I get one.
No, you've got all this time to think about another
Wixie.
Name.
Wixie. So. There's my one.
Wixie.
I know a Wixie.
Oh.
Wren with a W.
Oh, that's good.
Warren.
Oh, no, that's been done. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well
that's all
done,
we needed.
Dean.
That's all we needed. And you know what? Tim, just to top off my morning because it's been so beautiful beating Anna Murphy, could you play one of my favourite songs?
Do you know what? This
could
is
you play
alternative
Robin
facts.
Dancing on My Own?
Oh, I certainly can, just for you.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.